This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
October 31st, it seems to be Halloween, one of the most overrated. It isn't a holiday, it's just a bunch of foolishness.
Yes, it is. It's a holiday.
It's absolutely
a holiday.
Yeah, with you, okay. It could be a holiday.
Are you
with
dressing
you.
As Captain Curmudgeon this year? Is that your costume?
He doesn't need a costume.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Pardon me. This is the DJV program. Jennifer Horan is being a wiseacre along with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. They all specialize in being wiseacres, if you know what I mean by that. So, yeah, we'll spend some time talking about Halloween and the things that are of import with regard to safety and maybe some fun. Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts and minds of men that are on the radio. So the first thing, though, I suppose we ought to dig around in is the, and it doesn't take too much digging, the complete upset in the World Series, and how everybody who bet on the Astros now is wondering why they get so enthusiastic. Washington Nationals did it. Who watched the game? I actually watched a little of it.
I watched it.
Did you? And so.
Even though the Nationals beat my Dodgers, I was rooting for them because I'm not an Astros fan, but the Nationals did pull it out. It's what's remarkable about this World Series is that the home team never won. Usually that's an advantage, but in every single game, it was the away game or away team that won. And so even though the Nationals went in at a disadvantage, they didn't have home field advantage. That ended up being the advantage. Steven Strasburg had the MVP trophy, and he paraded that around. Max Scherzer, who's another one of the pitchers who both of those should probably, Scherzer and Strasburg are really the reasons that the Nationals did so well. They had some help. Howie Kendrick, who stole the series against the Dodgers, helped break open the game.
Yeah.
He and Anthony Rendon were the ones who started the comeback in the seventh inning. They rallied to start scoring some runs. They were losing throughout the whole game, and game seven was the right time for that rally. So they came back, they won, they defeated the Astros, and now the party begins. It's the first time as a franchise for the Nationals to win the World Series. I think they started back in 2005 or 2007. They were originally the Expos, remember, from Canada.
No, the Senators team. First team was the Washington Senators when I was
right. But this version of the team that we're looking at, actually the Montreal Expos that came to DC, I think in 2005 or 2007. So congratulations to the Nationals.
So how does Washington? You're closer to this than anybody else, Kara. That Washington is one of the cities in our country that is least filled with hometown people. That is, people, transit, they come in, they come out, workers for companies, government workers, that sort of thing.
Well, they had a sold-out stadium here last night, and they weren't even playing here. So the entire National Stadium was filled with fans. So
watching it on the...
watching it on the big screen. And there was a gigantic party after. I mean, they would show it every now and then after the Nationals scored a run, and everyone was just going crazy and screaming. And it was pouring rain here all of last night. And
really?
So people were there in their ponchos. I don't know how much money you had to pay to get in. I'm sure all of the bars around D.C., even in Silver Spring, were packed with people watching all night. So... yeah, I don't know. It's kind of fun. So I imagine you're going to see a lot of people in blue and red here instead of black and orange today. But it was pretty fun. And it was a good series. At first, I kind of thought, oh, this is boring. Like, you know, the Nationals won the first two games, and then it seems like they got shut out after that, not winning any of the home games. And then going to the seventh game was, I don't know, it was kind of fun. You had no idea how it was going to go. So.
No, I think that made it more interesting and got more people riled up because it wasn't going the way it was expected. It wasn't boring. The thing that gets me, as Captain Curmudgeon, is how the players look how they there's skill for sure, and it's just this is not curmudgeon-y. It just seems that the reality of baseball and who plays it is much different than it was when I was a kid, when the names of Ted Williams, Mickey Mantle, Early Wynn, Whitey Ford, those guys, and that last one, I suppose, maybe underscores it was a white man's game until Jackie Robinson got involved in it, and then more black players who were really good in some of these minor Negro leagues, they took over, or didn't take over, but they got involved and they got accepted. And then I think probably around 25 years or so ago, some of the players from the Dominican Republic and other areas in the Caribbean, especially where baseball is all they do is kids. They play and play and play, and they got pretty good. I don't know. My guess is that they weren't recognized because they were from those areas in the Caribbean, and the white owners of the teams didn't want too many blacks. They didn't like the fact at first, and this is right after World War II, that there were blacks involved at all. And then as people became more accepting, more understanding, or understood who the real good players were, the game changed. And so it has, and then the influence of drugs and using steroids and a lot of things that have changed the game sort of made me not necessarily interested in it. I thought some of the players were great. It used to be that there weren't a lot of home runs in games, and now they made the balls different, so there are all these home runs. The game is played for television. It's not played for the stands, people in the stands. But, you know, it still is kind of exciting at the end of the day. It was interesting. I'm not a sports person, as anybody who listens to this program knows. Don't pay much attention to any of it. But I do I pay more attention to baseball probably than anything else. And it just seems kind of neat when somebody that you're not expecting or a group of people you're not expecting to win pulls it out. It's just as I'm... Maybe that's part of being Captain Curmudgeon. I like to see the underdog win. And so good for them. Congratulations to them. And
if you bet on them to win the World Series in May, you're real happy right now.
Yes, right. The betonline.ag guys that we have on the program, those people are all really happy. You're right about that. And I wonder what the odds were back then, Jennifer. Do you know?
How much? I do. I just looked at it. It was, yeah. Let's see, on May 24th, so as the season was getting underway, they were 19 wins, 31 losses. They were at 1.5% chance to win the World Series. That was the that was the betting odd. That it was, they had a 1.5 chance to win. So they did pretty well. I don't know what the odds were. I don't know what the payout was. But according to the Axios website, that's what the percentage chance was that they would win the World Series.
Do you understand how all that stuff works? Anybody here ever do any betting on anything?
Not hardcore. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I grew up at the racetrack, so I can bet on horses.
Your father was, yeah. By the way, speaking of horses, the other big story of the day is the fire situation in California. And this horse that's being hailed as a hero, Jennifer, after it ran into a situation to save all the other horses that were in the barn, this was in Simi Valley. Apparently, so that's getting close
to
you.
It ran back. The video is really cool. It's worth seeing. It ran there. It wasn't into a barn. It ran back. It was following the pack, and there were a bunch of volunteers loading the horses onto trailers. This one horse was loose and following along, and a volunteer went to grab him or her. I'm not sure what it is, and then it just turned around and bolted back in the other direction. And I think the volunteers probably thought, you know, sometimes horses do that. They run back towards a burning building.
Yeah.
It's just something that they do for whatever reason. And in this case, that's not where the horse was going. The horse went to sort of a rocky, hilly kind of area, and there was a baby horse, a foal, as we call it, probably 6 months old, and another horse, maybe it was his mother, and this horse went back and got both of them, corralled them, and then got them back towards the road and loaded onto the trailer. It was amazing. It's really a cool video to see. It's really, really cool.
Yeah. I think it's something that is indicative of how we don't give animals credit enough
right.
for being smarter than we think they are. We think we're so smart. But there's that sort of thing. Horses, cows,
horses.
A lot of bigger animals. Yeah.
I would say that animals probably have much better survival instincts than humans do. We've kind of lost that over the years, I think.
Yeah, right. All right, so Jennifer, the Reagan Library currently under threat. What's going on? And we've gone down to Simi Valley. That's where the library is.
They dodged a bullet. The Reagan Library, as of yesterday morning, it was surrounded by three sides. It was surrounded on three sides by fire, and I think it got within 30 feet of the Reagan Library. Now, they built the Reagan Library to withstand earthquakes and fires, but they still have this huge Air Force One pavilion where Air Force One sits, Marine One sits. They have thousands of documents and pieces of history that really were... they're irreplaceable. They put some of those things in fire safes, essentially, but it was still some tense moments. I thought it was kind of interesting. There's a lot of environmental regulations that people are upset about because they're stoking these wildfires. But what the Reagan Library did to get around some of those environmental regulations is they brought in, and they bring in every single year, a bunch of goats that actually eat the brush around the Reagan Library.
That's a good idea.
You want to talk about animal heroes. That horse is one for sure, but there are also a lot of people who are applauding the effort of the goats during the month of May and June because they built a natural fire break around the museum. So firefighters were able to.
And you know, it's so easy to do that. We have goats on the farm and they eat everything. They eat weeds, poison ivy, anything, everything. They clean up. As you suggested, I don't know why I didn't think about that myself, or more so why somebody didn't think about that.
It's easier in an area like this where it's a very controlled area and it's like one way in, one way out. You couldn't really put a bunch of goats out in the forest. Really.
Sure, you could. You could put an electric fence. Yeah, absolutely, you could do it. No effort whatsoever.
The amount of space we're talking about. But in any case, this blaze broke out.
No, I don't think we should give that short shift. I think that that's something that is a very intelligent idea. The way they move on farms today, especially the farms that are doing progressive grazing, is to put around an acre of land, they put an electric fence.
Here's a question I have. Can electric fences ever lend to a fire?
No, because they're only 12 volts.
Okay.
There's nothing that an electric fence could never, ever start a fire, but that's a good question. I think that would be a question a lot of people would ask, Gary. Yes, good.
I just don't think you can fence in large expanses.
You don't have to. You just do it an acre at a time. That's what I'm saying. You move it. If you got all these people, this is brilliant. I don't know why people didn't think about this. This is absolutely, you should pound away. When you're on the air this morning on KRLA, you should pound away at this and sound authoritative because your friend Uncle Dougie knows what he's talking about. There are fences that don't even have to be electric. Actually, there are some chicken fences that are used. They just literally pick them up and move them every single day, acre to acre to acre. It takes two people about 15 or 20 minutes to move them. This would be a brilliant way of fixing the problem. It is. I'm telling you, you sound like a hero. You sound like a genius if you follow up on that, Jennifer. I'm telling you.
All right. Thank you for the tip. This fire is now being called the Easy Fire, and it started at 6:15 in Simi Valley, and within the first 4 hours, it was already up to 1,000 acres. It's now at 1,500 acres and 5% containment as of last night, about 7:45. The winds have been the real story in California. There are literally, if you go to some of the local news sites, you'll see that there are fires burning in Fullerton, in Riverside, in Harupa, in the Getty Center, in Santa Clarita. There are fires that have broken out all over the place. Easy Fire is getting the most attention right now. It's the biggest. It's the most severe. A lot of evacuations and school closures because of this. In fact, I think probably 10 school districts were closed because of the Easy Fire, because of the air quality. So that's the big one that people in L.A. are watching out for. The good news for the Getty Fire, however, which was running along the 405, is that they started lifting some evacuations, so some people were actually able to get back into their homes last night. So that's some good news.
Good. All right, but again, let's instill that idea in people. Bring the goats in and clean up the mess. That's a great idea. Thank you, Doug, for thinking about that. It's 21 after the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Music time, as Victoria pointed out yesterday, this is one of the things that helps to make this program, the DJB show, as unique as it is, because nobody else is focusing on music stories the way we do, telling the stories and getting our own experiences and our own flavor of music, our styles that we like, that sort of thing, make for a good round. Because everybody's so well-rounded here, the musical stories appeal to most everybody. So, with that, we begin music of John Mellencamp, who literally needs a lover now, because he and Meg Ryan have split. They've been together off and on over 8 years, but they got engaged, I think, in the spring. Wasn't it springtime, I think, when they got engaged, if I'm not mistaken? Last year. Yeah, they got engaged. So rumors have been swirling about their separation. Ryan was spotted out in L.A. without her engagement ring recently. She's 57, Mellencamp 68. They first linked up in 2011. They broke up in 2014. They got together later on in the year, and then they called it quits again in 2015, and they got back together again in 2017. Sounds like somebody else I know. Meg Ryan was married to Dennis Quaid. He's another crackerjack from 1991 to 2001. She shares a son. His name is Jack with Dennis, and is also the mother of an adopted daughter named Daisy. Mellencamp, meanwhile, has been married three times, once to Priscilla Esteline in the 70s, Victoria Granucci in the 80s, and Elaine Irwin in the 90s. So he got five children, including his daughter Teddy, from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. They, too, seem to be... I wasn't being facetious. I said to Victoria before we started, they must have run out of smokes. They, too, are notorious chain smokers. And they wouldn't object to each other's habits if they both up to it as much as they are. And I always wonder about Mellencamp and how he sings to the extent. He's actually, I like the music, most of the Mellencamp music, pop hits anyway. I like this song, it's a great song. How he does it with, I think last time we were talking about Victoria, you were mentioning that he would, even in a set, go back to the end, back
yeah,
in the
stage. Yeah, my parents saw him in
puff
concert.
Away.
Yeah, and it was in between. Sometimes the song wasn't even finished, and he'd run off to the side of the stage and smoke and come back. They said it was awful.
That's real. That's a tragedy. Yeah, that's a tragedy. Okay, so now 26 past the hour, another musical highlight from Kesha. She's back. Got new music, new beauty venture as well. She's had a rocky couple of years, but this week marks her bright, colorful return, if you will, into the musical spotlight, or the spotlight just in general. She says that got a new album on the horizon, got a positive outlook on things, puts her happiness and art first, pushes her to try things that she is afraid of, and gets her back to her roots. She performed her new single earlier this week called Raising Hell for the first time. Tuesday night she debuted a couple more songs as a party, at a party thrown in her honor by Jack Daniels. Who's Jack Daniels?
Other than the liquor? You never heard of Jack Daniels?
Oh, I thought it was a person named Jack Daniels.
No, whiskey.
The liquor.
That'd be awesome,
yeah, okay.
Though.
Yeah, right. Hey, Jack, how's your Daniels? Anyway, on her new record, High Road, let's see, it's coming out in January. New interview, Kesha let out details about her first beauty brand. She's currently putting together the finishing touches on a new line of colorful makeup. Is she associated with some of this stuff from before? Kesha
Well,
Rose
her own look
beauty?
Is always, she always has lots of like glitter on her face and lots of colorful makeup. So, yeah, it makes sense that she would have something like that her fans would want to use. Mm-hmm. Just to bathe in glitter, remember that?
Yeah.
Does that make her your favorite person, Jen?
Yep.
You love her.
All right. So that's the Kesha Beauty. No, Sadie and Doug. Kesha Beauty. That story. On the DJV program. It's 28 after the hour.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to TomPloss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's Tom.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Swing and a miss! And a World Series Game 7 winning Curly W is in the books!
The final call from Charlie Sloes at WJFK, the Fan in D.C.
The celebration is on! The Washington Nationals are the world champions!
The Nats winning their first World Series since moving to the district in 2005. They became the first team also to win four games on the road in a World Series. South Korean military officials say North Korea has fired at least two unidentified projectiles towards the Sea of Japan. Initial reports are they came down just outside Japan's exclusive economic zone. The nation's economic growth rate slowing a bit, according to the government. Meanwhile, the Fed has cut interest rates by a quarter point for the third time this year. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the match.
He did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was great, guys.
He did the match.
He did the monster match.
He did the
monster
match.
He did the match. Monster match. My laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrodes. They did the mash.
Sorry, guys. It'll be another 4 minutes before
mash.
We start the show.
Monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. Yes, it caught on in a flash. They did the mash. They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. But you have another version of this.
No, I'm just playing a different Halloween song to
Yeah. Well, there are lots of the number one Halloween songs. Well, that's too bad. There's also a lot of songs that Charlie Daniels' band The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Let's see, Michael Jackson, Thriller.
Song?
Screaming Jay Hawkins, I Put a Spell on You. I want to hear that, though, before we're all done. That's the, this is fabulous. Especially the end of it.
Because of mine. Stop the things you do. What's up? I ain't lying.
The end of it, the last three or four bars of it are just the silliest thing, absolutely silly. There's Chev Woolley's Purple People Eater. Oh, yeah,
I'm
back to Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to keep going back to.
Blue Oyster called the song Don't Fear the Reaper. Red Bones, Witch Queen, City and Witch Queen. Witch Queen of New Orleans. Oh, I love the one.
That's a good song.
Warren Zevon's Werewolves of London.
Also a good one.
Yeah. You don't even remember Dave Edmonds and the Creatures from the Black Lagoon. That was cool.
No.
Yeah.
A good one.
Yeah, it is. Yep. All right. I guess I honestly promise to at some point do the whole song, Monster Mash.
Thank God.
That's 2.5 minutes of content.
Yeah.
It's all right. We've got lots of time. Halloween is upon us. Ladies are here to celebrate. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. So I'm just going to get it all off of my chest at once, as long as I seem today to be really in the Captain Curmudgeon mode or mood. When we were all kids, perhaps we enjoyed this. I think if I look back on the history of child rearing in my own experience, this is where helicopter parenting began. And I'm not so sure it's not appropriate, especially now, because of the headline today in the local paper is a sex offender safety map. And this is what we're confronted with today. Parents, grandparents, if you go out with
We've
your children,
we've had that for years
together
in California. Actually.
I know, but what does it do to if you're supposedly
Let
Halloween?
You know if you're living with a sex offender in the neighborhood.
I get that, but the shame of it all is that, first of all, what really Halloween is all about is forgotten, as is the case with many of the holidays or things that we celebrate or ought to know more about. I mean, this thing goes back to the history of the Romans being in England, and it was the pagans, the usual. What's funny about it is, from the religious point of view, it was a pagan holiday that the Catholics stole, as was the case with many other of these quote unquote holidays or celebration days. And anyway, so it's the Celts, the Celts that we have to thank for Halloween. Victoria, you've done a lot of work on this. Why don't you go back through the roots if you want? I've already said pretty much what's on my mind. I am so discouraged that youngsters can't just, or parents just can't let their kids go out and have a good time because of things like the sex offenders.
I think
the
vast majority of parents still just let their kids go out and have a fun time. Yeah.
I hope so.
I don't know. Most of the kids I know, either they're small enough that their parents are still going with them, so that's not really an occurrence, or they're teenagers and they're probably not super worried about the sex offenders in their neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of schools and other organizations,
maybe it's
churches,
the news media.
Like that.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is, Victoria. It's maybe the news media overplays all of this stuff, and once again we fall into.
I don't think so. I know you blame the news media for everything, but I don't think that's the case, because we don't have, you know, before the sex offender list existed, kids were just going to anyone's house, and you had no idea. And you know, there have been stories all around the country, whether it's tainted candy or abductions, and there's lots of stuff that legitimately parents need to worry about. It is unfortunate,
I know,
but that's
too
just
bad. That's
well,
what I'm.
Yeah, but I mean, you can say, bad. Yeah, it's too bad, but well, you know, you have to do something about it. You can't just sit and lament. You know, oh, it's we can't harken back to the 50s where it was safe. You know, it's not the world we live in. You know, we have to move on.
Mm-hmm, that's true. So, all right. So, what are you the history? Why don't you go through some of the history of Halloween, because I think it's pretty interesting to be brought up to date on really what really put the focus on this to the point that it's now the second in terms of money being spent on it, which is a crazy thing in and of itself. The retail on this is about $8 billion a year. People get all worked up. There are parties last weekend and this weekend for youngsters, for adults. But it really has a very important religious significance to it, going back to that The reference to the...
Well, to the pagans it did.
Romans,
yeah,
the Roman,
I mean,
pagans, yeah.
Yeah, the pagans wore costumes and they lit fires to keep bad spirits away. And they did it on October 31st because their new year and harvest season began November 1st. So that's why it would all happen on Halloween. The word Halloween apparently comes from somewhere in and around the 15th century from Scotland. And in Old Scottish, Halloween translates to All Hallows, which means holy, even, and then it essentially is All Hallows Evening. And then some people call it All Hallows Eve now, so it got shortened. And then it's All Hallows Day was apparently a pretty solemn occasion in the Catholic Church, and heavenly saints were honored. And then in colonial America, it became more co-opted with Native Americans, and the tricks and mischief-making and ghost stories and things like that was a Native American tradition. And so we kind of took the European stuff and some of the Native American stuff and combined it, and that's, poof, Halloween today.
Poof!
Plus a sex offender list.
Right. Yeah. And then there is a...
Don't forget that.
There's a study that's out this year that I think very... interesting. This sort of goes with my, if you're a fan of my program and the podcast, Your Hidden Power, which you can find at yourhiddenpowershow.com, the belief in ghosts is something that we didn't actually talk about this week, but I think I might on the program next week, Kara. Ghosts and how many people believe that they're real. You know, there's a poll out today that 45% of Americans, 45% believe that ghosts are real. And this
well,
is
they
a,
are.
Well, yeah.
Well, but I think that actually is influenced. I think maybe those numbers are influenced by how many different TV shows we have. We've got a million different mediums on various shows. We've got a million ghost hunting shows where they actually, in some of the cases, have caught different audio clips or some video stuff,
pictures,
infrared cameras. So I think that the more that there's evidence of it, I think it's easier to believe that, yes, there are spirits around us.
Life after death. The discussion gets moderately serious when it comes to this, Victoria, because people do believe in life after death, and they equate that to ghosts. I told a story on the air about pictures of that I've seen of my father in the old house. They were taken one night during a Halloween party by a friend of mine. He showed me the picture, and my father's in the picture. My father had been dead for 2 years. So, you don't think that made everybody stand up? And when I, because they were up, there was the people who moved into the house that I grew up in say that my father is there, and they hear things moving around, and a woman that was staying in my sister's old room back about 15 years or so ago woke up because she said there was a man in bed with her. And so they started nosing around, and there was an image. She described an image of a man who was the same, the image was my father. And so that is just...
Well, Jen's got a pretty scary ghost story.
Yeah.
Yes. All right,
from
Jennifer.
Gettysburg. Wasn't in Gettysburg, mm-hmm. right?
Oh,
never
right.
believed in a ghost until a couple of them maybe came to visit me in Gettysburg at a hotel.
Yeah.
Pretty scary stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything, but I heard it and I felt it.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, and feeling it is, that's it.
Never been colder in my life. I was shaking. My jaw was chattering. It was crazy. It was during summer.
Wow. Studies show that if people are told a location is haunted, they feel more experiences than if they don't think the place is haunted.
Well, the power of suggestion
power
is pretty strong. Yeah.
Right, exactly. And there are a lot of psychological factors that come into this. But I just think that there are, even if you don't go into the psychological side of it, there's a professor at Pace University named Terrence Hines, who's done a lot of work in this area. The Ghost Hunter shows he talks about in his book about ghosts and goblins and whether there is life after death, that sort of thing. Do you believe, all of you believe in, as I do, in life after death? And the way it
in
may be?
In some form.
Yeah, I believe in something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Kara hasn't weighed in.
I personally think that, I don't know, something has to happen to you. It seems very weird that you could have a spirit and a personality and so much about yourself other than your physical body and then just have it all disappear. So and, I think your soul or your spirit goes somewhere. Something happens to it.
People typically think of ghostly encounters as involving someone seeing some kind of spooky, transparent apparition. But that's not always, as Jennifer just, she didn't see anything. She just felt it. You can hear voices. You can hear footsteps. You can smell things. I remember doing that, smelling one of the people that was in my life as they passed on. I remember I had a sense of presence, and I knew when this person passed at the moment that he passed. And it was because of the fragrance that was in there. It was an odor, a smell that was in the air. And it's funny how, you know, you get that. Hey, you've heard the story. I've recounted many times. A fellow used to run the farm for me for 14, 15 years died. His name was Edgar. And as soon as he died, the area around which he died was covered with butterflies. And every time I see a butterfly now, I think it's Edgar. It just is a, there's a lot of good focus on it. And people say, well, you're just superstitious. I don't think I'm, well, maybe I am. I don't know what that word means, really. Do you feel like that this is all about superstition?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Anyway, hopefully you're going out with, if you're going out tonight, the practical side of it is go chaperone with your children, depending on the neighborhood, how well you know the neighborhood, that sort of thing. But for heaven's sakes, go out with a flashlight, make sure there's bright clothing on your children. Make sure that the kids don't run out to the street between parked cars, all of that sort of thing. Got sidewalks in your neighborhood. These are all practical things. And then there's the inspection of the goodies when you get home. I guess that needs to be done.
And I would say for drivers, too. I mean, obviously, kids be careful, but drivers need to be on the lookout everywhere they go.
All right, Jennifer. So speaking of spooky time, what do we have for television stuff tonight? I noticed one of the networks is all of this stuff all night long, and you wonder, okay, how much is the appetite? What's the appetite here for this?
Well, if you like Bewitched, Bewitched is doing, Antenna TV is doing a Bewitched marathon all day today, 22 episodes of that show. All of the usual suspects are on tonight, lots of new TV on the network, so we'll get to those in a minute. But Encore tonight has The Omen, if you want to scare yourself. That's at 7 o'clock. Rosemary's Baby tonight at 8 o'clock on Epics. Freeform is running Hocus Pocus all night. Let's see, HBO has the movie Halloween, if you want to get scared, the 2018 version. And Beetlejuice is on the Paramount Network all night long, starting at 7 o'clock. So some scary opportunities for you on television. And, of course, the networks won't disappoint. They'll have Halloween-themed episodes on NBC with Superstore, Perfect Harmony, Good Place, Sunnyside, and Law & Order Special Victims Unit. The CW will have the 13 scariest scary movies ranked for you at 8 o'clock, followed by Mysteries Decoded at 9. And CBS is in reruns tonight. ABC has a new episode of Grey's Anatomy, A Million Little Things, and How to Get Away with Murder at 10.
How to Get Away with Murder is a show. I don't, I've tried to watch it with in current episodes. Every once in a while I come across an episode that might be interesting, and then I kind of lose interest quickly in it. But for some reason, when I see episodes on the plane, I want to watch it. I don't know what that is, what that phenomenon is. But you know, Viola Davis is in
probably
it, right?
Because you're trying to figure out how to murder someone on a plane without, you know, and get away with it.
Without
only
getting
the parents of the kid behind me is yelling and screaming and kicking my seat. That might be something to that, Kara, after all. Thank you for suggesting that. Best suggestion of the hour, goats eating up the trash before the fires expand. That's the best story of the hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
It's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour, here on the DJB program. Once again, as we do every day at this time, Victoria Keelan rounds up a couple of important technical stories, or stories about technology that will be impactful for you, including this one from AT&T that's updating its, what they call the unlimited plan. So there are now limits, right? Every time they update the unlimited plan, they put more limits on it. Sounds like the awards program at American Airlines. They take away five things and give you two. Is that what you're doing here?
In a sense, yes, it could be interpreted that way. So AT&T has three unlimited plans. They're actually replacing two of them, and then they're kind of adding a few little subtle differences here and there. So this is all going to take place November 3rd. And so if you are an AT&T customer and you have an unlimited plan, I think it's the best advice, first of all, call AT&T or go into a store and talk to someone and figure out what really is the best plan for you. A lot of people sign up for a wireless plan, and then they never make a change from it. And you really can miss out on good deals. You can overpay, and of course the company's not going to call you and say, hey, we think you're overpaying for your usage. You have to really kind of be vigilant and make sure that every like year or two I check back in with AT&T. I'm an AT&T wireless customer. And I check back in with them, and I say, tell me what my usage is, what plan is the best suited for what I need, and that way you can recalibrate. And so these three new plans, there's the AT&T Unlimited Starter Plan. That replaces the old Unlimited Plan. It's the cheapest one. It starts at $65 per month for a single line, and you get unlimited calls, texts, and data, but here's the catch. AT&T, thanks to net neutrality being repealed, they can throttle you whenever they decide that the network is too congested. So if you are someone who maybe for your work you need your phone and you have to make sure that wherever you are you have the highest speed necessary, this is not the plan for you, because you're going to find yourself maybe in the middle of doing something for work, and then AT&T is going to slow down your data. And that's what throttling means. They're going to slow it down to the point where stuff won't load even on your phone. So that's not great. But if you're basic and you're usually using Wi-Fi more than your wireless carrier, then that's fine. It's a good, cheap way to get around it. You also get limited standard def quality video. There is no option to share your internet by making it a mobile hotspot. That's also a bad thing if you need a hotspot. Unlike the old plan, they also are taking away any free AT&T Watch TV Live service included, so not great. Now, the next layer is AT&T Unlimited Extra, $75 a month for a single line, and it's essentially similar to what the last one was. This one actually has a few more perks. You now have more data, guaranteed high-speed data of 50 gigs before they will throttle you, and you get 15 gigabytes of LTE data for mobile hotspots. Also, you get limited standard def TV, and you no longer get free HBO or AT&T Watch. Now, if you want to go to the biggest plan, most expensive, is $85 a month for a single line, and this is the most similar to the last the big plan that they had. There's now 30 gigs of mobile hotspot data per line instead of 15, so they doubled that, and it has 100 gigs of data before they start throttling you. So this is your entertainment package. If you are someone who uses a lot of entertainment through your cell phone, this is the one for you. Again, all these start on November 3rd, and if you are an AT&T customer, there are some perks that you can get with an unlimited plan. You can actually get you can get access to the upcoming HBO Max service, which is now owned by AT&T, and so that launches next May of 2020. So go and call AT&T or check in with a store and see which plan is best for you.
Yeah, you've intrigued me. This sounds like a cheaper plan than what I have with Fios. Frankly,
cheaper than Verizon. Yeah.
Yeah, Verizon, I mean, yeah. All right, let's see what we have for tools to help shoppers buy cruelty-free products, at least on Amazon. This looks like it would be something that would appeal to you and me, Victoria.
Absolutely. A lot of people on social media are buzzing about this. It's a new web browser called Tribe, and it launched to help Amazon shoppers make cruelty-free purchases. So it's a little free tool. It's a small box up in the corner when you're shopping on Amazon. You can click on an item, and then it'll tell you the animal testing information. The cool thing about it, too, is that if you click on an item that you want, but there isn't a cruelty-free option for that exact item, Tribe will actually offer you some alternatives, and that makes it really easy if you are trying to make sure that you don't buy anything that has animal products in it or that is tested on animals. This tool, they say, from Tribe, they actually want to help consumers make choices that are more in line with their own ethics and morals, and then in the future they're going to help people address corporate practices, political giving, and things like that. So they really want transparency on Amazon.
All right, so there we have it. That's a very important tool to know about. Thank you, Victoria. 59 after the hour here on the helpful DJV program.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.